Blog Talk Radio.
Here, Conservatives Perspective. This is the Tuesday evening live version. We go live 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time right here at the studios of the Patriot Nation Radio Network. And we also do this on Thursdays. Thanks. Good. Sounds good. We also do this on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time as well. And when it happens, we usually do a simulcast on Thursday nights with the good, competent people over there at News Without Filters, and we're happy to have them along for the ride with us. That's great. Okay. big story Sunday, and it's not surprising. It's a little bit on the weedy side, I suppose you could see, and maybe a little bit inside baseball. But we need to talk about it because it is significant. And the reason it is significant is because it signals the continuing implosion to CNN. Three prominent CNN journalists. This comes from The Intercept, which is Glenn Greenwald's site. He can be a little bit flighty on certain things, but other things he nails down pretty tight. And I'm inclined to think that he's got a pretty good feel on this. Three prominent CNN journalists resigned Monday night after the network was forced to retract and apologize for a story linking Donald Trump associate Anthony Scaramucci to a Russian investment fund, which is currently under congressional investigation. Now, that article, like so much of the Russia reporting from the U.S. media, was based on a single anonymous source, and now the network cannot vouch for the accuracy of its central claims. In announcing the resignation of these three journalists, Thomas Frank, who wrote the story, Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Eric Lichtbau, recently hired away from the New York Times, and Lex Harris, head of a new investigative unit, the CNN said that standard editorial processes were not followed when the article was published. The resignations follow CNN's Friday night retraction. And ladies and gentlemen, they did not only retract the story, they deleted it from history for all time. Here's what they said. This would have been 10:44 p.m. Friday, June 23rd. This is the editor's note on CNN Politics website. On June 22, 2017, CNN.com published a story connecting Anthony Scaramucci with investigations into the Russian direct investment fund. The story did not meet CNN's editorial standards, which is kind of surprising. Not that it didn't meet the standards, but that they actually had standards for it to meet. Links to the story have been disabled. CNN apologizes to Mr. Scaramucci. Now, this is a really embarrassing thing, another in a series of very embarrassing things for CNN. Several factors compound CNN's embarrassment here. To begin with, the CNN story was first debunked in an article in Sputnik News, which explained that the investment fund documented several factual inaccuracies in their report, including the fact that this particular fund that he's associated with isn't even part of this Russian bank. I'm going to try and say it one time, and then we're going to let it go. Veneshkonombank. Hey, I did it. And that's the place that's under investigation. Breitbart is the one that dogged this thing down and got to all the different factual inaccuracies. Now, this particular episode follows another embarrassing CNN correction that they had to do earlier this month, when several of its highest profile on-air personalities asserted, based once again on anonymous sources, that James Comey, in his congressional testimony, and you remember when he went before Congress yet again, that James Comey was going to deny Donald Trump's claim that the FBI director assured him that he was not the target of any investigation. So when Comey confirmed Trump's story, CNN was forced to correct its own story. And hardly alone with this. The Washington Post has done it. And here's a good example for the Washington. This is how crazy about Russia these people have gotten. On December 30th, the Washington Post published a blockbuster and really frightening story that immediately and predictably went viral and generated massive trackers. According to the Washington Post, Russian hackers had hacked into the U.S. electricity grid through a Vermont utility company and was cutting off heat to Americans. Literally, every facet of that story turned out to be false. First, the utility company, which the Washington Post didn't even try to contact, issued a denial, pointing out that the malware that was found on a laptop wasn't connected either to the Vermont grid or to the broader U.S. electricity grid. That forced the Post to change the story to hype the still alarmist claim that this malware showed the risk posed by Russia to the U.S. electric grid, along with a correction at the top repudiating the story's claim. The thing with CNN has gotten bigger, and it's gotten worse for CNN, and here's why. Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, has come up with a new expose, and we have the audio for it. I'm getting ready to play it for you now, and it's called American Pravda. And it's a new expose that he's doing on the news business, and it's a business. And we're going to find out, and this is not new. If you've been watching the news today, you've already heard some of this. But we're going to let it come from the the Project Veritas people themselves. It's astonishing. He's a senior producer, the guy that they're talking with. Veritas sent one of their undercover guys. The dude's name is John. Let's see here, John Bonifield is his name, and I'm just going to go ahead and run the clip now, and I want you to pay close attention to it. This is some serious business, and it's what we've all known. It's, you know, the cynics of us know what the deal is here. Anyway, it's about an eight and a half minute clip. It's part one of a new series from James O'Keefe and Project Veritas called American Pravda. Take a listen.
The more I see them constantly, like, Russia this, Russia that.
Because it's ratings.
Because it's ratings?
Our ratings are incredible right now.
But honestly, you think the whole Russia shit is just, like, bullshit.
Could be bullshit. I mean, it's mostly bullshit right now. Like, we don't have any big, giant proof.
I just feel like they don't really have it, but they want to keep digging.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the president is probably right to say, like, look, you are witch hunting me. Like, you have no smoking gun. You have no real proof.
And the CEO of CNN said in our internal meeting, he said, good job, everybody, covering the climate accords. But we're done with it. Let's get back to Russia.
The more CNN constantly, like, Russia this, Russia that.
Because it's ratings.
But honestly, you think the whole Russia shit is just, like, bullshit.
It's mostly bullshit right now. Like, we don't have any big, giant proof.
I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you stay categorical?
You are fake news.
Because of the attack of fake news and attacking our network, I just want to ask you, sir.
I'm changing it from fake news, though.
Doesn't that undermine...
Very fake news.
I know, but aren't you...
Even if Russia was trying to swing an election, we could try to swing their elections. We're in our CIA and doing shit all the time.
Fake news. We start our American Pravda investigations inside America's media with part one, CNN. Our goal is to expose the real motivation behind the decision-making process at our dominant media corporations. Fake news. One story has monopolized President Trump's time in office like no other, especially on CNN. Russia. In fact, since the inauguration, CNN has mentioned Russia on their air nearly 16,000 times. So we sent our undercover reporters inside CNN to understand why, and to determine if CNN even believes that the story is even real. You're not going to believe what you're about to hear, or maybe you will. I'd like to introduce you to CNN's supervising producer, John Bonifield, in Atlanta.
So you believe, like, the Russia thing's a little crazy, right?
Even if Russia was trying to swing an election, we could try to swing their elections. We're in our CIA and doing shit all the time. Like, we're out there trying to manipulate governments. Like, you win because you know the game and you play it right. She didn't play it right.
The more CNN constantly, like, Russia this, Russia that.
Because it's ratings.
Because it's ratings?
Our ratings are incredible right now.
In the month of May, CNN's ratings were significantly higher than they were the year before. The Russia story and Trump have made CNN millions.
Because of,
My boss, I shouldn't say this. My boss, a couple days yesterday, we were having a discussion about this dental shoot, and he's like, I just want you to know what we're up against here. And he goes, just to give you some context, President Trump pulled out of the climate accords, and for a day and a half we covered the climate accords, and the CEO of CNN said in our internal meeting, he said, good job, everybody, covering the climate accords, but we're done with it. Let's get back to Russia.
The CEO?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So even the climate accords, it was like, okay, a day or so, but we're moving back to Russia.
Bonifield says CNN's CEO Jeff Zucker demanded that his news channel get back to the ratings winner that Russia is for CNN. Was that an editorial call or a business call?
I mean, I understand it's all ratings, right?
Oh, it's a business. It's a business. People are like, the media has like an ethical... But... All the nice, cutesy little ethics that used to get talked about in journalism school, you're just like, that's adorable. That's adorable. Yeah, especially cable news, you know. Cable news isn't the New York Times, and it's not even like NBC News. It's NBC News still gets 20 million viewers a night. Cable news is getting a million, so... Like, they gotta do what they gotta do to make their money, I think. And so I love the news business, but I
find it so
fascinating. I'm very cynical about it. At the same time, so are most of my colleagues.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm not alone.
Bonifield has worked for CNN as a journalist and producer for nearly 15 years. He not only gave us a tour of CNN's main newsroom, he gave us a window into the editorial bias and anti-Trump agenda of the organization.
I think that there are a lot of, like, liberal CNN viewers who want to see Trump really get scrutinized, and I think if we would have behaved that way with President Obama and scrutinized everything that he was doing with as much scrutiny as we applied to Donald Trump, I think our viewers would have been turned off. I think they would have thought like we were attacking him. But I think our viewers right now, and I'm not saying all of our viewers are like super liberals,
right.
I think there's just a lot of them. And
So Trump's good for business, you're saying?
Trump is good for business right now.
But honestly, you think the whole Russia shit is just like bullshit.
Could be bullshit. I mean, it's mostly bullshit right now. Like, we don't have any big giant proof. But then they say, well, there's still an investigation going on. And you're like, yeah. I don't know. If you're finding something, you would know about it. The way these leaks happen, they leak it. It leaked. If there was something really good, it would leak.
It would have leaked before voting, I would say. If anything was good out there, it would have came out already.
Yeah, the leaks keep leaking, and there's so many great leaks, and it's amazing, and I just refuse to believe that if they had something really good like that wouldn't leak, because we've been getting all these other ones. So I just feel like they don't really have it, but they want to keep digging.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the president is probably right to say, like, look, you are witch hunting me. Like, you have no smoking gun. You have no real proof.
No real proof, he says. And that speaks volumes about today's mainstream media. Bonifield says CNN loves the Russia story not because it's true, but because people want it to be true. They're feeding their audience a false narrative in order to get ratings. Their enthusiasm to report false news is getting the better of them. On Saturday, CNN imposed strict internal restrictions on all future Russia stories after they had to delete and retract a story that was poorly sourced. And yesterday, three CNN staffers resigned, victims of fake news. So where does that leave us? The American people are fed up with fake news and a mainstream media they cannot trust. It's corporate greed, market pressures, managers without integrity, newsroom bosses without courage, journalists who don't even leave their desks. The very purpose of journalism is to expose the world for what it is, not to create false political narratives in order to make money. The American people are frustrated because they have nowhere left to go to get actual information. This is just part one of the CNN series. We have so much more that we will bring you on video as our American Pravda investigations continue. Every dishonest television network, newspaper, and social media company is now on notice. You're being watched. We're coming after you. And while the whole broken, rotten media machine may not come tumbling down, maybe they'll wake up.
Okay, James O'Keefe, Project Veritas. Look, you know what? You want to stop them, my friend. Scott Kesterson, the man behind Expedition Red, the Make America Great tour, is out there. He's out there in the country. He's out in our country, yours and mine, America. And he's talking to people just like me and you. And it's so weird because I keyed on this story Sunday night and was, and was talking with a friend of mine. And even posted it there on the Talk America radio page that we have for West Virginia, that this was significant. And again, this whole thing is kind of weedy. It's kind of inside baseball. It's kind of, you know, backstairs at CNN, all these things that are happening. O'Keefe is correct. when he says that these people, and he's right, they're under attack. And they should be under attack as well. They should be under attack because they're dishonest. We've seen it a million times. CNN has bathed itself in this stuff. They have positively no shame whatsoever when it comes to attacking this president, when it comes to fronting and being an apologist and a defender of their screwed up ideology. So this is no surprise at all. None. We gotta kill them. Now, don't get excited, because I'm not talking about killing events that Democrats talk about killing, because when Democrats talk about killing people, what they mean is take a gun, a knife, a stick, a bomb, and shoot them, stab them, beat them, blow them up, run them over. Pound gunpowder up their O-ring and turn them into a Roman candle. When they talk about killing people, they talk about actual physical violence to make someone, you know, render someone unable to meet their life expectancy requirements. In other words, they want them to quit breathing and they want their brain waves. They want them dead. They actually want them dead. When I say we've got to kill CNN, we got to quit watching them. Because I'm going to tell you something, guys. It's not just liberals who are watching CNN. I suspect there are a number of conservatives, too. People who hate Donald Trump. For whatever, you know, whatever their misguided reason may be for hating Donald Trump, they hate Donald Trump. You want to kill CNN? Turn them off. Just turn them off. You want to kill CBS News? Turn them off. You don't have to write angry letters to their advertisers. You don't have to write angry letters to their news directors. They know exactly what they're doing. It's not an accident that they're reporting the things that they're reporting. It is certainly not an accident. Indeed, it is by design that these people are reporting the stories the way they – and it doesn't matter. They get called on it, except for this time. This time it's looking kind of bad. I mean, they had to get rid of three – second and third tier cats in order to make Zucker look like, man, you know what? Have you guys ever seen a picture of Jeff Zucker? He's always got that sneer on his face. You know, just, there's just something, I don't know, just something about the guy. If you ask me, that nose was born to be punched. And that's all I'm going to say about it, because I don't want to incite violence. I'm just talking to myself. But, you know, nothing's going to happen to him. He's going to take some embarrassment. They're going to swear up and down that CNN is still, even being the most lying news network since the time of poor Richard's almanac, he's still going to say that even with all those lies, they're one of the most reliable news sources out there. No, you don't need CNN. You don't need Fox. You don't need ABC, CBS, MSNBC, Headline News. You don't need those cats. You don't need the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Huffington Post. You don't need any of those cats. You got me. And I'm not being arrogant about that. You've got James O'Keefe. You've got Scott Kesterson, my friend, out there on the road. You've got Patriot Nation Radio Network and the shows there. You've got Mark Hoffman with Patriot Nation Radio Live. You've got Don Newman and Donna Fiducia with Cowboy Lodge Restoring America. You've got the Talk America Radio Network. You've got the Internet Conservative Radio Network. You've got WSTR Digital Broadcasting, all four networks, by the way. You can find ACP on at any given time. But you have got – there's just a whole array, a vast array – of independent cats just like me, just like our friend Mark Hoffman, just like Gonzalo Duran, who's doing some awesome things in New York. And we're going to have Gonz on the show. He's a radio host. He has a program on Wednesday nights called Vet Talk. He's a Marine Corps veteran. He was over there. He saw what happened. And he came back, and he has a project that he's working with about restoring homeless veterans and giving them a place to stay and getting them hooked up with some shelter. And it's a terrific thing. Plus, he's also running for city council. And we're going to have Gons on to talk about that here one day soon. But he's doing awesome work. So he's not only talking about what needs to be done, he's doing what needs to be done. Scott Kesterson is out there right now in the state of Oregon. And you need to go to the American Brand on Facebook, American Brand, American Brand TV. Check out what he's got going on. He's going through this country, and he's talking to all of us about what about us. Some of you don't remember this, but once upon a time back in the 70s, when CBS really did have some news, they had a thing with a guy named Charles Kuralt, and he was a roving correspondent, and his segment was called On the Road with Charles Kuralt, and he was out in America talking to people, getting their stories, and it's something that needs to be done. You don't need CNN. You don't need CBS. You got Breitbart. You've got Drudge. You've got frontpagemagazine.com. You've got Town Hall. You've got Daily Caller. You've got Truth Revolt. There are places you can go. And I'll tell you something else. Don't get all wrapped up in it either. That's my job. I'll get all wrapped up in it. I'll stay worried and up half the night wondering about whether or not North Korea is actually going to try to do something foolhardish with the task forces in the Sea of Japan area. Don't worry about it. Because you know what? There's nothing, even with me worrying about it, there's nothing that can be done. It's just going to happen. You'll wake up or you'll come in from your nap outside and you'll turn the computer on. Oh, North Korea launched a missile. We shot it down and killed everybody. Cool. Wonder who's on Dancing with the Stars tonight. I mean, that's, you know, obviously you got to be involved. You got to be informed. Ronald Reagan called it informed patriotism. Now, we're going to take a break down here at the bottom of the hour. And when I come back, I have a clip. It's about 9 minutes with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. You remember our friend, Dr. G. He's on Breitbart. And clearly, with what's going on with CNN, I hope, really and truly, I hope that Donald Trump is going through the West Wing, high-fiving people, talking to people, smiling, pointing fingers, because, well, as we'll see when Dr. Gorka talks about this, it's an absolute vindication. We're going to take a quick musical break because we're down to the bottom of the hour, and when we come back, I'm gonna get a clip of our man, Dr. G, here. As soon as we pull up the clip, which sometimes this stuff is really weird, but we're going to get it. We're going to get it. Look, man, here's what I want you to do, fool. I want you to play this thing, okay? Bothering me. It's Tuesday, and we are live here with the Conservative Perspective. Once again, just quick reminder, ACP can be heard live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And on Thursdays, we have a simulcast with the good folks over there NWF, News Without Filters. And we're happy to be talking with their listeners, welcoming them. And now we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this with more ACP and some commentary from our friend, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Back after this.
I've ever been. Your love belongs to me. The night when you're asleep, into your head I creep. The stars that shine above will not wait to love. Your room is there with me. I'm a secret trip to Pegamara.
Honey, are you? You got a tiny little bit of heaven in your fingertips. You got all the rest of heaven on your sugar-coated lips. Who's gonna get you some Sunday go meeting? Whose little heart leaves wants for keeping? Honey, are you? Rest of heaven on his sugar-coated lips. Who's gonna get you some Sunday go meeting? Whose little heart leaves once for keeps? Whose honey are you?
Okay, for those of you who are not familiar with that particular cat, his name is Leon Redbone. And I've been a fan of Leon's for almost, well, over 40 years. And you never heard of him, go to YouTube. L-E-O-N, Redbone, spelled just like it sounds. James Bossig here with Conservative Perspective on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. This is one of our live incarnations of ACP. We do this twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, both evenings, 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. A little bit of twist on Thursdays because we do a simulcast with those awesome people over there at NWF News Without Filters. For ratings, ladies and gentlemen, that's me pounding on the desk because I'm a little hacked off. For ratings, this whole deal, Russia, ginned up for ratings. I wonder what their ratings would be like if they really went into the awesome collusion between Bill and Hillary Clinton during her time at Secretary of State, followed up by Bill's relationship with a guy named Frank Giestra, who was head of Uranium One, which is a uranium mining concern in Canada. Kind of a big deal. And then he sold out to Rosatom. Rosatom is Russia, the former Soviet Socialist Republic. Russia, USSR. You don't know how lucky you are, boy. And basically she approved the giving away of close to 20-some percent, almost a quarter of our uranium. I don't know that that's actually going to happen. You never can tell. You never can tell. It totally could. As promised, what I said we would be doing, I have, excuse me, we've got a clip with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, our friend. As you know, I was lucky enough, and I like him. I like him a lot. He's a smart dude. I think he's doing good work for the country, and he was on Breitbart today, I think either with Alex Marlowe, maybe, and they were talking about this thing, this same thing with the, you know, the fake news going to very fake news, and then I don't know what's left, you know, extremely really fake news, or is it going to be like Spaceballs? You know, they had light speed, and then you went beyond light speed, you went to ridiculous speed. Maybe it's going to come up to ridiculous fake news coming at you at the speed of light. Anyway, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, this clip's a little bit longer than the one I thought it was, but here's what we got going on with Dr. G. He's talking about this, so enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, Patriot Nation Radio Network, and totally wrong clip. Not exactly sure where that went, so I may have to go through here and look for it. I had it under that name, but apparently that's not the right name. It was he was on earlier today, and if I can't find it, you know what? It's not going to be the end of the world. It's okay. We'll move on. The thing of it is this. Everything. Think about this. Every single thing that Donald Trump has said concerning CNN, and not just CNN, but the other places. We use CNN because at this point now, they're the most egregious, and obviously they're the ones who have basically gotten caught more frequently. A lot of people have gotten caught. Don't get me wrong. There have been a bunch of people who have gotten caught in this whole thing. And but they're the ones that have been out there. Ratings. You heard it from one of their supervising producers, one of the senior guys. It's about ratings. There's nothing there. So here's my question. If there's nothing there, and CNN and their cohorts know fundamentally that there's nothing to this, and that it's all about ratings, and of course, you know, it's a business, it's not a charity, and if nobody's watching, guess what? There's no CNN. That's why I say we have to kill them. How do you kill them? You turn them off. I'm gonna share a little secret with you guys. Dead air, Lisa. I'm still here. As they say on Facebook, when it comes to my relationship status, it's complicated. But the one uncomplicated thing about it was when I moved into my new digs, which I'm soon to be moving out of after about three awesome heavenly years, I was able to stay in a terrific place, and I've been so grateful for that. But anyway, got the price in cable, you know, had to have internet, obviously. And I'm going to tell you something about Suddenlink. I am paying $80 a month, $82 and change a month, just internet. Just internet, nothing else. I mean, it's the high speed. I got the top quality product from them, obviously. And I wondered what would happen to me. And what are you going to do without TV? Not that I watch a whole lot of stuff. I have like a couple of different news channels. I like the History Channel when they actually did history. I like Turner Classic Movies, American Movie Classics, MeTV, Retro TV, you know, the places where I can find Dragnet and Emergency and Hawaii 5-0 and the Rockford Files, Boyish Bomb and see, those kind of things. And so that's what I watch. But the realities of budget were, don't. You can't afford it. And if you can't afford it, don't get it. That's how budgets work. I don't know if the government knows anything about that or not. But if you can't afford it, you don't get it. Well, couldn't afford it, even for the pit stuff that I probably wouldn't have watched anyway. And you know what? It has been 3 years. 3 years, ladies and gentlemen. No cable. All 3 years, I was able to watch the Super Bowl. All 3 years, I was able to watch presidential debates. Oh, okay, I finally found the right clip. All 3 years, I was able to watch anything I wanted. I had Amazon Prime. I watched a lot of TV through that. I have Hulu. Watched a lot of TV through that. You don't need cable. You don't need CNN. You don't need headline news. You don't need those things. And now I have found the clip. And having found the clip, I'm going to go ahead and play the clip. This is from today. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Deputy Assistant to the President of the United States, National Security Foreign Policy Advisor, awesome dude, Brainiac number 5 on steroids. Here's Dr. G talking with Breitbart today about the scandal that's causing the internal disintegration of CNN.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka, great friend of the site, deputy assistant to the president. Now, Dr. G, we're going to focus on the Supreme Court and their decision to allow parts of the president's alleged travel ban, which is I've already adopted the left's language for it, which I shouldn't have. The temporary stay on immigration from certain countries that happen to be majority Muslim in order to try to keep America safe. We'll get into that. But the sky is falling over at CNN, and I think the rug is being pulled out from under them in many ways. And I just want to know if you had any thoughts on it. We have a brand new video, James O'Keefe, front page at Breitbart News right now, admitting that the Russia conspiracy theory is pretty much a conspiracy theory. There's no teeth behind it. And that it's designed to get ratings. And I'm just wondering if there's any buzz inside the White House, if there's any reaction that's coming through, or if you just had any thoughts personally on the latest fake news scandals from CNN.
Well, congratulations to O'Keefe for that video. The feeling is a very simple one, Alex, utter and complete vindication.
Yes.
I think this is the day when the left rues ever coming up with the phrase fake news, because now we have the evidence. We have the consequences of systematic generation of fake news happening at the epicenter of one of the places that was producing the most of it. So it's just a testament to the determination of the president. He sticks with what he knows to be true. He hangs in there doggedly. And finally, thanks to intrepid people like O'Keefe, we have the evidence and people are getting fired.
Yeah, and this is something that I think that you've articulated this better than I've had. I've had an hour and a half to play with these ideas, Dr. G, and I put you on the spot. This is why you're so good. This is a big moment, I think, for the president in terms of he did hang in there when CNN, a powerful name in news, we know the president's a consumer of a lot of television news, and he hung in there against their incredible efforts to try to pressure him on the Russia story, and now he does have vindication today. So I'm wondering how he'll react. I assume we'll be hearing something further out of the White House beyond your commentary, Dr. G. So we'll be keeping a keen eye to that at Breitbart.com. Those of you just tuning in, not only has CNN ousted three employees over the fake smear of a close ally of President Trump that over the Russia scandal, which turned out to be completely false, not only have they changed their editorial policy, policy, but now the Project Veritas group, which is run by James O'Keefe, has put out a video of a CNN producer caught on hidden camera admitting that the Russia story is mostly BS. He does not use the letters BS. It's explosive, so check that out. Okay, Dr. G, back to the topic of the hour, which is the Supreme Court, and the president again vindicated, at least to some extent, on his quote-unquote travel ban. Describe to us the reaction from the White House and what you're looking forward to in the fall.
As I posted on my Twitter feed yesterday, two thumbs up. Yesterday was a supremely good day for American interests, the interests of all taxpayers, all people concerned for the safety of this nation. Not only do we have fake news being taken down more than a peg or two, but we have a unanimous SCOTUS decision. I mean, this just tells you how absolutely right the president was, that he was totally within his constitutional and legal authorities to control the access to the United States by foreign nationals, especially those from active war zones where we have the highest concentration of jihadi groups like ISIS. So it's a stunning victory. He said he's going to take it all away. He has. And now, until the Supreme Court convenes again, we are going to implement the travel ban in almost exactly the fashion that it was originally intended to be implemented.
And so, and by the way, we discussed with Ken Klukowski, our senior legal editor, whether or not it technically was a unanimous decision, and he gives a pretty clear explanation of that and why he thinks the president's interpretation is reasonable, though not literal. So you can listen to that. That was the start of this hour. Those of you who subscribe to SiriusXM on demand, we won't spend any more time on that at the moment. But do you think, Dr. G, that you could take this even further, that the White House might feel emboldened and might try to create more extreme vetting procedures and screening procedures for immigrants?
Oh, I mean, we're not standing still. We are reviewing all the processes that we inherited because the system was absolutely broken. If you look at the fact, for example, that the social media of those wanting to immigrate to the United States could not be looked at by federal agencies under the Obama administration, that's just an example of the absurdity that we inherited. So, yes, this is just one chapter. It's an important part of the whole process. But we are reviewing all legal measures that have to do with access to the United States by foreign nationals, because we don't want to see what's happening elsewhere happening in the streets of the United States, Alex.
All right, so let's change topics slightly. The White House put out a pretty a dramatic letter or a news brief last night warning that Syria may be prepping a chemical attack, and this is the sort of thing that does make any person with a pulse kind of it's a bit frightening, and it makes you think that things could get escalated in Syria in terms of the White House's reaction if there is a new chemical attack. Can you shed any light on this, Dr. G?
Well, I would say that people should feel the opposite. Don't be concerned. Don't be worried. What we have done by issuing the statement, and we're not going to give away what's going to follow next, but what we've done is demonstrate to the authorities in Syria that we have the capacity to know what they are doing. So this is not a step towards escalation. It is the opposite. It is signaling that the red line that the president drew in the sand with those 59 cruising missiles stays. We will back it up, but we know what's happening, and therefore it is in the best interests of those that we are signaling to not to follow through with their intended operation. So it's the opposite of escalation. It is us telling the people who have the control of these weapons that we know what you're doing, don't do it.
All right. Dr. Sebastian Gorka is my guest. He's the deputy assistant to the president and an expert in national security, former national security editor of Breitbart News. Dr. G, the president met yesterday with Narendra Modi, who's the prime minister of India. And one of the top things on their agenda, I'm happy to say, was radical Islamic terrorism. Talk about what was discussed there and what new policies could take place.
Yeah, it was a fabulous meeting. India isn't a formal treaty ally, but we worked very closely together. Our relationship is based upon multiple ties, more than $100 billion worth of trade between the two countries last year, and a leader that is cut from very similar cloth to the president himself. When you look at his platforms economically in terms of deregulation and unshackling the economy. But as you noted, perhaps the most important topic of all was our shared understanding of the terrorist threat. India has suffered for decades. And so there was a meeting of minds on refocusing international attention on the primary problem, which is radical Islamic terrorism.
Right. And this is a key point. Is there anything that came from the meeting that will represent a change in policy, or is this mostly just a show of solidarity and mutual priorities?
Nothing that we can talk about openly on the radio, except to say that there will be, under the leadership of the two gentlemen, a deepening of security cooperation on this issue and others as well. But definitely a recognition of the commonality of the threat and a deepening operational collaboration.
All right, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Deputy Assistant to the President of the United States. Dr. G, thank you so much for your time. Always appreciate the updates.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka, ladies and gentlemen, he is a smart cat. I really enjoy talking to him, and I got a feeling that whatever he says is the way that it is. Again, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it now, and let's keep talking about it. CNN's got to go. MSNBC has got to go. Headline news, got to go. Fox, yeah. Fox is part of it, man. They sold their soul, and it's time to admit it. Yeah, you love Sean Hannity. We all do. You love Judge Jeanine Pirro. We all do. Old girl lays it out there. I am a Jeanine fan. But overall, Fox sold its soul, man. Fox sold its soul. I don't expect Pirro, Hannity, Carlson. Those guys will hang around for a while. They'll tell them, we need you. You're our anchors. You're your mainstays. You're linchpins. You're our keystones. We got to have you. But they're going to reach a point where they're going to say, you know what? It's not like it was. It's not like it was. But on the plus side, as I've said before, you got me. You got guys like Mark Hoffman. You got guys like Scott Kesterson. You got guys like Don Newman and his lovely bride, Donna Fiducia, who was one of the Fox proto babes. She was a prototype Fox News babe. And she was one of the babists, her and Rita Cosby, hubba hubba. But anyway, but do you see what I'm talking about? You don't need them. You don't need them. You don't need CNN. I have been, and again, I've been without cable for 3 years now. Haven't missed a damn thing. Watched every Super Bowl that I wanted to watch. I can watch any football game I wanted to watch. I can watch any baseball game, should I be inclined to do that. I've watched presidential debates. I've watched elections. I've watched anything I've wanted to watch. I have a little bit of hardware here, this processor that basically takes whatever is on my computer monitor and via an HDMI cable translates that to my 48-inch television. I can watch whatever. You don't need it. Trust me, you don't need it. You like cartoons? You can find lots of cartoon channels. You like sports? Sports out the wazoo, okay? Jockstrap, a cup full of sports, wherever you want. Politics, news, whatever niche programming you like, whether it's do-it-yourself shows or cooking shows or Downtown Arby's or what was it? No, Downton Abbey, sorry, Downton Abbey, not Downtown Arby's. But you get the idea. You can find it out there on the internet. You can pay for these things a la carte. And you don't need CNN. Now, here's my big question. Since fundamentally this guy is saying, yeah, you know, if you really want the inside baseball on this thing, none of us even believe there's anything in this Russia crap. It's about ratings. Now, if we're to take this cat at face value, and you know, you know that dude is probably pooping a wire brush right about now, because he's been found out. Oh, Lisa misses Downton Abbey. I know. I miss downtown Arby's. But then they brought one up here by the house. And now that I'm moving, I'm really going to miss it, because there's nothing like a French dip when you got the munchies hard. But you don't need it. Trust me, you don't need it. I pay $80 a month just for internet. And with that $80 a month, which back in the old timey days, you know, back in the 80s, that would have been an ungodly telecable bill. Because you'd had one of them big hand crank boxes on the front of your TV, and you have to have some kid on a stationary bicycle providing the generating power to watch television. But you don't need it. You can watch. I promise you. I've done it for the last 3 years. Whatever you want to watch, certain episodic TV that you dig, whatever the show is, like I said, whatever the niche can be. And you don't need to be paying for CNN. You don't need to be paying for Fox. You don't need to pay those people. And you don't need to be paying attention to them on the internet when you click on their site with their sucker bait. And I'm not talking about the, you know, increase your Johnson to mammoth proportions by doing this one weird trick over. And I'm not talking about anything like that. I'm just talking about their lead stories that they show you on other, you know, because they got an algorithm, and whatever page you happen to be on, you know, it shows up. You know, oh, man, let's go on CNN and see what happened. You know, why did Kim Kardashian's left ass cheek deflate? Or the tragedy behind it? Or, you know, so, sorry, I apologize. Tonight has been a rough night on this show for language. I meant to apologize ahead of time. The language was kind of rough, the James O'Keefe clip, and I apologize for that. And that whole Johnson thing, I'm sorry. So, you know what? Fortunately, we're about 3 minutes out from closing this whole thing down, and that might be for the best, because it's, well, you know, happy hour in this place in the summertime usually starts about 12:30, 1 o'clock, and I am way behind schedule. But look, take it from me on this CNN thing. Anyway, to take it from me. Oh, God, the smarmy British chick jumps in. Check it out. Go read up on this particular story concerning CNN and Anthony Scaramucci. Just go check it out. This isn't carelessness. This isn't omission. This is dedicated. This is propaganda. 6 seconds. And you know what? I'm not going to listen to her every 15 seconds from here on out. You can hear ACP right here Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. You can also hear us with a simulcast of good people at NWF. Plus, you can hear us on the Talk America Radio Network, the Internet Conservative Radio Network, WSTR Digital Broadcasting. Damn it, we're all over the planet. And you can find us out there along with a lot of other great hosts. American Brands. Check out our friend Scott Kesterson, theamericanbrand.org. He's also got a Facebook presence. Check him out there. Minds.com. Abandon Facebook. Move over there. Cowboy Logic, Restoring America Forum Facebook page. All right, that's it. You guys take care. We will be back on Thursday taking a look at things as we do. Through a conservative's perspective, I'm going to get the hell off here. You guys have a great evening.